It's a brand new day, and this, wait for it, is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Hey, you made it here to our gym for some MTC, mental toughness conditioning, and I'm your coach here to, you know, stimulate some thoughts, push you a little. Hey, first thing before we start this podcast, hey, what kind of mental state are you in right now? To pay attention, you've made the effort, you've made it here to this podcast, you've downloaded, you're playing it in your ear, you started the process. But the more we can get ourselves ready to be in the moment, to experience whatever we've put the effort forward into, right? You've already pushed yourself, you've stayed into your discipline, you're here, right? But on a scale from 1 to 10, how accepting, alert, excited, enthusiastic. Are you living in this anticipation, that state of anticipation that there's going to be one thought I stimulate, one reflection of your own life and your own situation that in this very podcast, it's going to give you this level of understanding that's going to launch you into a new level, right? Scale from 1 to 10, just quantify it right now. How close are you to that level 10, all right? And what can you do now that you're just aware of it? Can you just push it up a notch or two? All right. Can you just, you know, being aware of it, just suck it up. Suck it up right now. You're here anyway. You know, a lot of times when we do things that we know that are great for us, we've got this great attitude. We're willing to work hard and we are in the moment. Right. How much do we push ourselves to really perform at the highest level? Right, so how close are you to a 10 right now? And like I tell you, you know, trust me, as I show up for this podcast every single day, as I go through my day, I go to the gym, I'm not always at a level 10, all right? But it's important that you always just ask yourself that question, because sometimes just being aware, just simply being aware, if you're at a 6.5, 7, and you know you've mentally condition yourself just to go through this process, you can immediately jack that 6.5, 7 to a 7.5, 8. It's going to make a big difference over time, how you show up. So where are you at right now, and can you just crank it up a notch or two? You're here anyway. Let's get the most out of it. All right. So how are you doing this week? Here we are at the end of this week. If you're listening to this podcast live, how was your week? A lot of reflection this week, a lot of questions. I'm wondering, as you listen to this podcast, if I were to say to you, hey, how was your week? What are some things that you learned this week? What are some thoughts, some actions that you may have that were new, new thoughts that led to new actions? Something that I said that really got you excited, or something I said that pissed you off? Right? Take the time and reflect about that. You know, when I do my podcast tomorrow with my wife, Carrie, it's the More Than Just Muscles podcast. We do it. Same type of stuff, so to speak. It's really from a fitness perspective, some more lighthearted. You know, we talk about current events and give our perspective on the news and a lot of stories, a lot of things that we share. But I'll review the week, all these podcasts that I talked about every week. But I'm curious, is there anything that can come to your mind right now? And the reason why is that is a good indicator. I mean, I've talked about a lot of different things. But the things that stick out to you can really help you identify where you are in your life right now. So I'm curious, take a moment to think about that. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, showing up to the gym, so to speak, with me for some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life, putting your faith and trust in me, having me have you examine your life with these questions, these stories, my experiences, the things that I observe, as I've gone through this journey called life, some things that I'm thinking about right now. Thank you so much. Also, thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. And also, you know, a lot of people taking advantage of the Manformation program. They're hearing me talk about it, jumping on that, getting a lot of great feedback from some new listeners. Maybe you're new listening to this through the Blog Talk Radio Network or through iTunes. Welcome aboard. Please go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And the reason why is maybe you're not into building muscle, losing body fat, that type of thing. I've got a big crowd, but we're all going through this journey through life. I'm there, at least at this particular point in time. You know, I'm on Instagram and on Twitter and other social medias, but, you know, throughout my day, I got all the screens going on through the computer. I got these thoughts, observations, some of the things that I may talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. I'll post them on that page. It's a good way to interact in some real time. A lot of people on Facebook, at least at this point in time, you know how things change. And what I want to talk about today is, you know, if you're the type of person who listens to this podcast, you're looking for those strategy distinctions. You're looking at yourself in the mirror, so to speak, examining your life, how you can become better, constantly looking for ways to improve, you know, doing your best to be happy in the moment, at the same time knowing that if you can just use all the resources that are available, your intelligence, your creativity, the people around you, your resources, your time, your energy, if you can line those up just a little bit more effectively and efficiently, there's so many things, so many more things in life that you can experience. And that's the constant challenge for all of us is, you know, how do we use? There's so many things. You know, like for me, it's like I only have so much energy, just like everybody else. And, you know, I do my best with working out and eating right to maximize that energy. But I'm not going to be able to go all 24 hours a day just going just all out, balls to the wall. And with the level 10 clarity and focus all day long, right? So it's, you know, how do you, so everybody has that 24 hours a day, but, you know, how do you, you know, manage all that time? How do you put together all that piece of the puzzle when it comes to time to maximize, you know, all your talents, your creativity, you know, your energy, your thoughts, your actions, the people around you, to put that puzzle together and create that life that you really want? So it's like, all right, so what time do I get up? How many hours am I going to sleep? If I work a long day, should I take a little nap here? When's the best time to work out? When can I work out where, you know, I make, I don't know, just local trips where I'm not, you know, in traffic, costing me 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. You know, what do I need to do to support my wife, to take care of our daughter, Brooklyn, so she gets her sleep in, so she's able to just continue on and get some help, so she's at the energy level, so we create this team. You know, how much time do I devote to my family versus, you know, working hard for my family in the future? Every single day is like this puzzle. How do I organize that resource that I have, you know, of just physical and mental energy, right? All the people like you, resources like you. What can I do for you? What can I do for you to provide value for you, that, you know, you can climb aboard this vision that I have to take all of our lives to the next level, using all my past experiences to prevent you from all that pain and that frustration that you may be going through. You know, how can I use you as a resource? Right? I mean, I this is something I've been thinking about, is that, so I have this one perspective, you know, how to run, for example, my business, Mass Machine Nutrition. And I definitely have been taking supplements, working out, working in the gym, really connecting with a lot of people for many, many years. So I have a certain perspective, my perspective on things. But I have, you know, all these people who I have created value for, you know, who are willing to help. And I have so many different avenues to help them. I have so many information products, digital products that I can give them. I could, with my podcast, like this one, for example. You know, one thing I threw out there, and as this Morning Connection podcast continues to evolve, is, you know, I want to spend today, Friday, on giving you one-on-one coaching as you're making your manformation, as, you know, you're absorbing all this information, you know, help you create clarity in your life, and using this as a format where you get on the line, don't even have to use your real name, and let people see how this coaching works, and in real time with a live person, right? So Friday. So there's a lot of things I can do with the whole fitness thing on my Wednesday podcast, where I have been doing that. I made it live so that I can take a real person through his real challenges, and then everybody else can benefit from it. There's a lot of resources I have to help other people, and let's all get going to and help ourselves towards, you know, our dreams, our vision, our goals. You know, so in addition to that resource of energy, I have people like you, and you have all this too, right? Your energy, the people around you. It's not just everything inside of you. So it's how do you put this this puzzle together, using all of it, you're maximizing it all to just squeeze a little bit more passion, excitement, achievement, accomplishment, connection, whatever it is that's important to you right now. How do you just squeeze a little bit more out of it by using all these resources you already have? It's an exciting challenge. It's a game. It's a puzzle. You know, I hope you're excited about it. And I think that you know that there is more available to you if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this. So let's go on this journey together, right? Let's get our excitement, our enthusiasm to figure this all out together. The question is, you know you have more. You know that there's more that you can experience. You know you have the ability. But my question to you is this. You have a good heart. You're determined. But you've had a certain way of thinking that led to a certain set of actions. And you know the ones that have been holding you back. You know the ones that have been throwing you backwards. You know, we all have things like that. And, you know, I share a lot of those things with you as I look back. I mean, very rarely, I'm trying to think of how many times was I doing something I just knew was absolutely flat out wrong and I was doing it anyway. I usually can't tell that until, you know, much later. It's not always when the results show that maybe I've made the wrong decision, because you know how that is. I mean, you can be not getting the results that you want and just justify it. Well, screw them. I'm just being me, right? They don't understand me. I'm a good person. That's their problem, right? So you can be falling short of the results that you really want. They've set out to really work hard at and still not get the results and still rationalize it and not understand that you may be falling short. So sometimes even getting subpar results doesn't cause you to reflect and think, maybe I'm doing this wrong, you know. But what you've done in the past, you know, is a way of thinking, and then which leads to the actions. And sometimes that has developed, that way of thinking has developed your entire life, right? And so some of it you don't even really understand the negative impact, right? A lot of it sometimes. You know, there's a movie that I want you to watch. And, you know, it's so great. A coaching client of mine probably about 8 years ago or so, you know, talking, you know, being where I was in my life right then, he said, hey, you know, you should really watch this movie, The Kid. And it's a Disney movie. It's with Bruce Willis is the star, and it's called The Kid. And I really think that we can all relate to this movie. I'm going to talk about this probably in another podcast a little bit more. But it talks about, you know, on the surface, you know, he looks like he has it all. He's a you know, hard driving, maybe a little rough around the edge, direct into the point, right? Isn't that sometimes when some people said, man, you're a jerk, you're an idiot. And you think, hey, man, I'm just being me, you know, direct into the point. If you can't handle that, it's your problem. I don't know if you're that type of person or you've been that type of person in the past or you know those type of people, right? But on the outside, you know, he had all the material possessions. And it's really him getting older. He's approaching his 40th birthday. And although it may have appeared to be a certain way on the outside, and he had it all justified, like this was the right way to go, and even being better than most people, Well, he had to deal with his past. And they have a very unique way of having him address the past that formed the person he is today. Now, a lot of times you can be really successful at things, all right, and you may not think there's any need to change, especially if you're doing better than most, right? But there's something inside of you that's gnawing at you that you know there's a higher quality of life that you can experience if you can just figure things out. And so with his birthday approaching, he unwillingly had to approach some things in his past that happened to him when he was a little kid that formed the man he is today. And very unique way of looking at it, but I think that, you know, we all can relate to it. I always talk about a lot of the patterns of thinking that we're doing today really have started way back when we were a little kid and we had no experience, no perspective, no insight into the world and empathy and understanding how things work, right? We're a kid. We don't have any life experience. And we witness that as a kid and we make rules. We create meanings for things that really don't empower us. Maybe we've had some real terrible situations happen to us. But we create a way of looking at the world that we really take with us into our adulthood. Now, I'm not one of those guys, hey, blame everything on your childhood. At the same time, you know, I've been around, I've studied the subject a lot, I've witnessed it in a lot of people. And if you don't think your childhood has some effect on your life, both positive and negative, you may be a little bit tough on yourself and not giving you the forgiveness or insight. And I'm not saying you blame everything on your childhood, whatever happened to you. But I think that understanding the impact that it makes and how it may be affecting your thinking right now is really important. And I think it's true of everybody, no matter what our story is, no matter how things happen to us. And I'm not even talking about the horrible things that you remember. We all have things that when we were children that were really tough on us. We didn't know any other way, but we may look at it and as being a challenging situation. But now we're adults, and now we can see all sides of the picture. You know, our parents had the best intentions. They did the best they could. This may have not have meant that. And, you know, intellectually, as adults, we understand that. But the branding, the imprinting, how we feel about things on an emotional level, so when something happens, the first conclusions that we jump to, without even knowing it sometimes, we're running on that perspective or that way of looking at it that we developed when we were 7 years old, all right? And sometimes we go through our entire life, we never question that. We never look back. And I'm not talking about, you know, being hard on ourselves, but sometimes just understanding that and giving ourselves that forgiveness. Also giving, you know, other people in our lives who we, whether it's our parents or that bully back in school or whatever it is, giving that forgiveness that everybody just does the best they can under the circumstances that they're under. It's not to make excuses for everybody who does things wrong, so to speak, but it's not really about them. It's about you, how you're holding on to this. But, you know, first thing, before you can even get to that point of understanding the people who have done us wrong in the past, or we perceive them as doing us wrong in the past, that they're doing they did the very best they could under the circumstances that they were under, so we can unshackle ourselves from that pain, that emotion, that way of thinking. Now we're protecting ourselves in some way, shape, or form in the present. Before we can do all that, we have to really understand the impact that it had. And so this movie, The Kid, it's how they did it. It's interesting. It's a Disney movie, so I'm sure a lot of kids watch it. But, I mean, you could tell the screenwriter definitely talked about their own personal journey through life, right? So it's a Disney movie. It has all the music and all the, you know, branding of Disney, lighthearted and things like that. But there's nothing really, nothing that really pertains that to a kid could really understand, right? It may be cute because there's a little kid in it and a dog and an airplane. So I guess it could entertain a kid, but there's a real message in there. And I really didn't realize, you know, what that coaching client of mine, kind of what he really meant by all that. I really don't know to this day. It could have been the fact that at that time, as I look down doing this podcast, I see my dog, my golden retriever Alpha. He's laying on the floor right beside me, right, and just had his sixth birthday. So this was before, you know, I had my dog Alpha. Somewhere along our conversation, because during this coaching, you know, we get to be, you know, kind of we build friendship. You know, we talk about rapport, throw stories out, and in addition, we talk about life. And so I must have mentioned that, you know, I'm going to get I know this dog that I want. I want a golden retriever. Just isn't the right time right now. I think I knew his name at that time, whatever it was. And he said, you know, your situation really reminds me of this movie, The Kid. Have you watched that movie? And I hadn't. When someone takes the time and shares some insight, I'll do whatever I can to follow up on it. And, you know, I watched it. I don't know how much I really felt that it applied to me at that time, besides the fact that Bruce Willis is a man. he wanted, or there's a golden retriever in the movie, things like that. Anyway, I've seen it. I've watched it a couple times since, and I just recently, I was talking to one of my coaching clients about it. You know, his situation, I know that in his particular situation that he could benefit from it just like I benefit from it. And there's so many stories and situations that I go through that either I'll tell you directly, hey, this is a lesson that I learned, this is what happened to me, and I want to share it with you because it helped me out in so many ways, and I want it to you to benefit from it too. I'll tell you directly, and some I don't necessarily tell you directly, but that's the story behind it. And so I know how much, you know, just, you know, watching this movie kind of took me through this cathartic journey, you know, this cleansing, this understanding, this forgiveness of myself and the past and understanding, and probably more like the second or third time that I watched it. And so it's interesting, I mentioned this to this one coaching client that I have, you know, I don't know, probably within the last couple months, but this past weekend, it was on. I just kind of caught the tail end of it, you know, the more gut-wrenching, poignant part of the movie. And a little kind of tear was coming down my eye. I mean, you know, just it's really moving. But when you watch it, you know, you may not identify with the dog or the story or this or that directly. But it's really a journey how, you know, our childhood affects us, who we are today, in very positive ways, the great person that you are. At the same time, you know, it could kind of point out some things that maybe you're challenged with, that you found a way to make work. You found a way to make work. And so, you know, it could be like if you're an athlete, right? And you have a knee that's, you know, got a little injured, maybe a little slight tear, and you're still able to perform at a high level. Right. And, you know, taking a step backwards and, you know, getting surgery and missing games or whatever may not be something that you want to do, especially if you're performing, you know, pretty well without taking that step backwards. But at the same time, you know that you're not 100% on that knee. And when is the right time to risk going backwards, you know, getting surgery on that knee, missing those games, taking the chance that not only might it not work and help you become the better, you know, player, athlete in this analogy, but, you know, you might even go backwards. And all you did, you took the risk, the investment of your time and energy, you missed some games, and now you're worse off. So when do you take that risk to go forward, or do you just leave things as they are because they're better than most? Right? So it's sometimes a tough decision. But if you're the type of person to listen to this type of podcast and you're striving for that continual improvement, you need to ask yourself, you know, how tightly are you holding on to the old you, the old thoughts, which lead to the actions, right? When you know that you want to use your talent, your resources, your time, because you know there's more in life that you want to experience and you know you're capable of. You just need to put these pieces of this puzzle together in a better order, more effectively. Don't have your entire life left, right? You're getting older. You got to take care of this now. You know all those things, right? But at the same time, we're holding on. We're playing on that, knee that may not be serving us and let us be our best athlete. Those thoughts and actions that need some work. Now, one thing in the bodybuilding and fitness world, when I help out people and I've watched so many people go through the process over the years, is that what I've realized is that if a person doesn't have enough certainty and confidence in what they're doing, their workout plan, how they go about that, their eating program, if they don't have enough certainty and confidence, they're going to be one of the many, many people who never make it to their first year. Obviously, if you can do something, anything, and be consistent at any level, and you make it to year one, you're going to be so much better off your body, your level of understanding, and can always progress and get better and better and better, right? Hell, if you make it to year five, right? So that level of certainty and confidence is so important just to make it through. At the same time, though, if you're too certain or certain and confident about your training and your eating, after just a couple months, you may just keep those same strategies that served you well in the first couple months. It may be 5 years later and you're still at that same mindset. So it's this challenge to become certain and confident, so you become one of the many or one of the few who actually persist. But then you hold on to that certainty and confidence too long, so you have the mindset and the actions of a guy who's been training for 2 months, even though it's 2, 3, 5 years later. I see that a lot. And they've given up. They've given up, and they said, well, this is what I can expect at my age because my testosterone levels are dropping. You know how it is when it gets old, or my genetics, or, then they start blaming other people. Well, other people are on drugs. They're cheating. They're just genetic freaks. They don't know what they're talking about. Where really the challenge is that level of certainty and confidence that allowed them to persevere, and now they're training for 5 years, is the same thing that they didn't look for these strategies, distinctions. They didn't look at themselves and say, I can do this better. I'm working out in the gym, but man, like I talk about, I could kick this up to a higher level, right? And show up to the gym and not think a level 7 is level 10 and doing that for 5 years because they're not critiquing themselves, right? So that's how it is in your life too, is that you got to have that level of certainty and confidence just to make it through the day, right? I know that some of you are dealing with confidence issues, and I certainly understand that if that's what you're going through. But at the same time, what may be working to a certain level, you may have to take the chance on really examining those thoughts and actions and take the risk of even going backwards in order to really go forward, right? The thing that I just want to tell you is that I can certainly understand that situation. At the same time, you got to remember that although you want to present your best self each and every day, you don't have to be perfect, right? People don't expect to be perfect. And when you do make mistakes, what really shows a level of class and where people can really gain respect for you is that if you just say, hey, I blew it. I have a business partner, someone who's involved in, very experienced beyond my years in the sports nutrition world, right? It's one of the people who helped me develop my awesome products. And, with all of his years, just like with bodybuilding and training where, I spent all that time mastering it, really breaking it down. Or, over 10 years with these Manformation leadership strategies. If someone was new to the game, doesn't matter how, passionate and hardworking and determined they are, you only have a certain level of experience. for them to, you know, maybe not, if they come to me for coaching and they don't take in everything that I have to say, they're just selling themselves short, because whether they realize it or not, I appreciate their certainty and confidence and their determination and belief in themselves, but they're really not utilizing this tremendous resource of time, energy, and effort that I've already spent that can make their journey a lot easier. Right? And so my determination, my passion, my goal of providing the best for you, sometimes it clouded my judgment where I could have used more of that experience. So it came from a good place, no doubt about it. Right? It came from a good place. You know, I'll just tell you is that in my determination from that good place in my heart to provide the highest quality supplements, you know, I lost, you know, perspective, and, you know, I didn't use this resource, this person who, man, just because of the relationship, you know, it's not about business sometimes. It's about the relationship. When someone looks in your eyes, they get that sense of energy of the kind of person you are. That's always served me well. It's always created breaks for me. But then it's up to me, and maybe you can relate to this, is what you do with it. Are there things in your past that are pushing those opportunities, those resources, that maybe the great person you are has, you know, created that opportunity, but the challenges of who you are sometimes throws that opportunity away. Maybe you don't even realize it because you just say, well, it wasn't meant to be. Things happen for a reason, or whatever BS, where it's really your shortcomings, really you shortchanged yourself. Do you look back and say that? See, the thing is, if you can just say, hey, I, you know, look, had the best intentions. Hey, thanks for being patient with me. I see things a lot differently now. Hey, I just want to say thank you. So much I've learned from my lessons. Hey, let's go forward. You know how much respect that can build, you know, and really take the relationship to even a higher level. You don't have to hold on tightly to your old way of thinking and doing, especially if you're not getting the results at the level that you want. Not just really good, but at the extraordinary level. All right? And here's the other thing. So it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to make changes. And I understand where that comes from. It's okay to go back and tell a person, whether it's your relationship, business relationship, whatever it is, tell yourself. Okay, tell yourself, I want you to watch that movie, The Kid, and I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplecore.com and tell me how that affected you, if that made you reflect on your life. It's okay to go back and say to your old self, hey, I understand why I did these things. All right, it's time to let that go, and I'm okay with it. You don't have to stick to it just because that's the way you originally thought, because you have so many chances in life. Life, you know, how many times have you seen in the media where someone does something horrible, does something stupid, and they're just persistent, they hang around, and before you know it, they're back on top, right? You see this with politicians all the time. They have some scandal where you just think, oh, my God, they'll never come back from that. And before you know it, you know, they're back better than ever, right? You know, time and people forgive. So you got to forgive yourself. You got to notice, you know, things that, and I don't want to call them even mistakes, that you're making adjustments, but you have to be open to it. Don't stay with that certainty and confidence if it's not serving you. And here's the other thing about people. People will respect you if you're just giving your heart and your soul and your effort. You know, it comes from a good place. You're going for it in life. All you want, you know, is the best for yourself and the people around you, even if you make mistakes. See, I have to tell you is that a lot of the, you know, the challenges that I talk about that I may stimulate you think in your life, I have them too. I had things happen. I've just identified and I've just worked on them. Right, but they continue to show up in maybe smaller ways, and I have to catch myself. Right, but the thing that I think that really helps me is, you know, people know that I work so hard, that it comes from a good place, that I'm just determined and I'm tenacious. They respect that, right? So I don't have to be perfect, But the thing is, if I'm not doing something perfect, if my thoughts and actions aren't perfect, I have to. I can't just rely on the fact that I'm a good person who works hard, who has the best intentions, and neither can you. You have to identify the things that way of thinking and doing that old you, that you know it's not working to the level that you want. You have to identify those things and make those adjustments to get to that next level. And the other, like I said, the other people around you, those resources and everything, they will be forgiving as long as you own up to it that you're going through the process yourself. So just some things to think about. I want you to, this weekend, rent that movie, The Kid. I think that no matter what's happened to you in the past, whether you had good experiences, bad experiences, or experiences in your life that you never really thought too much about, I think you can identify with that movie. It's cleansing. You know, I really think it can help you out, so I want to pass that along. Maybe that will help you out in a lot of ways that it helped me out. And the thing, too, is that when I first saw it versus the second time I saw it to this, as I reflect back to it, well, I don't even know. So it's before I had my dog Alpha, my golden retriever. So it must have been at least 6 years ago. I continue to understand the meaning more and more. And isn't that great about life? All right, so let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? All right, take 3 seconds right now. What's that big goal that would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, doing this mental toughness conditioning every single day, right? Questioning yourself all the time. Is this the highest and best use of my time? What level of excitement and anticipation in the moment I am right now? Just putting a number on it to see if you can knock it up a notch, all right? Examining your past thoughts and actions and not holding on too tightly, but holding on to enough certainty and confidence and be forgiving to yourself and those around you so you move forward, right? You got to step up in this manner. All this stuff we're talking about take you months, if not years, to achieve this really big goal. What would that be? Visualize that right now. Take 3 seconds right now. If you locked onto something from an earlier podcast, get more clear with that vision, add more detail to it. But what is that right now? Really stop and think about that. Also, what is what you're doing right now, and I know what you're doing right now by listening to this podcast, this is a really great investment of your time. It's helping you in some way, shape, or form, whether you realize you're not getting closer to the dreams, the goals, that vision that you have for your life, or you're getting more and more clear at, this is helping you to those results. But I want you to ask yourself that question all throughout the day. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to the results that you really want? And not the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that real result. Remember we talked about that, the Thanksgiving dinner with the people, the experiences, the food, the ambiance, right? Is it really helping you get there, that result, that real result? Or is it some short-term result, like some feelings like getting somebody else's approval or whatever it is, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich in life, right? And then what is that result that you really want? Get more clear on it. Right, the more clear that you can become on those results that you really, really want. And you don't just come up with an answer every single day because, you know, as we're going through this journey for life, I, even to this day, I continue to think, wow, you know what? I thought these were my results. I didn't put enough priority into what I really wanted for whatever reasons. And, you know, just putting the amount of energy into the real result versus the result that's a byproduct, right? We might be focusing on the byproduct of the result, but not the main thing. You just understand that. You just change your focus. Man, it changes everything you do and you don't do throughout the day. So what is that result that you really, really want? That Thanksgiving dinner and not the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, although that's nourishing and even may taste good. All right, again, thank you so much for investing this time for this MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, allowing me to come into your life and poke around, ask you questions to help you become a better you. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.